6:18 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard along with Blaine Bishop. And we bring in Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Hate to go over the gory details of the loss to Austin Peay, but you guys squandered a 5-run lead, 7-6 loss. Your pitchers, as you know, walked 13 and hit 2. What are your thoughts about your pitching and your bullpen in that game?
Well, it wasn't good that day. As you said, just wasn't good at all. We didn't execute and put a lot of guys on base and had a nice cushion. And really, everyone was guilty on that particular day in terms of how we played. Started out well on the mound too, but the mid game and the end game wasn't the result that we're looking for, and we got really what we deserved. We played poorly offensively, had many opportunities offensively too to distance ourselves, and then we got into a situation where the game was tight. We lost the lead at the end and couldn't recover it. So we got exactly what we deserved. We should have lost that game. You can't play that way and expect to have any type of success. And if you do, you're not going to learn anything from it. So really, that's what we have to do.
What about where you are in terms of your bullpen? Is it, you know, a little bit, you know, right now of you know, rolling certain guys out there and figuring out what their roles are going to be, or are you pretty solid on your bullpen roles right now?
No, we don't really have roles at this point, just because I think that's what the beginning of the season is doing. We have thoughts about it, and we have thoughts about what we're going to do, but I think what becomes jumbled a little bit is when you have these 5-game weeks, the first couple of weeks of the season, then you're utilizing a lot of pitchers, and you might have guys in roles that won't be in those particular roles at the end of the year, albeit maybe as a starter, where they could be in the as a long reliever. So I think once we start to settle into 4-game weeks and start to get into SEC play, then we're going to start to discover what we need to do in order to have success. But right now, that's we're just pitching a lot of guys. We don't have a spring training, but this probably serves as a spring training so we can try to get some information on what we have.
You mentioned on the front end of that game, you did get some good pitching. What about the performance of Chance Huff?
Yeah, he's a pretty good pitcher. I think he's got a chance to have a nice career. He's got a good arm. He's big. He's durable. First 3 innings were very good, but I think the medal of a pitcher is that second time around. And I'm not even talking about the third time around, because once you get to 12 to 15 hitters deep, then you start to discover whether your stuff can hold up, because now there's a timing mechanism that takes place, and you have to be equipped, if you are a starter, to get through 4 or 5 innings to be able to execute several pitches, not just 2, and be able to decelerate the ball. And he has a chance to do that. His curveball is very good. And as I said, his fastball, he's got a very good arm. And Brownie made him throw the changeup the other day, and that was pretty good at times, too. So I think that's a very positive situation for a guy like him.
What about Kumar Rocker? You know, you mentioned that you were going to, you know, put him right back out there after a shaky first appearance, and his second appearance apparently a whole lot better.
It was. I thought, you know, it's probably typical of what he thinks and what we think. He certainly has ability. There's no doubt about that. And you're talking about a guy that's got ability and works very hard at it. In a mature way. So he's going to have some success at some point. It's just a matter of time for him. But he's pitched twice already since Sunday. He touched the ball the other day, came in and got a hitter. We'll have him back in the bullpen today. And depending on how we utilize our bullpen, he could potentially start on Sunday. But I think right now we're just taking this one game at a time.
We're speaking to Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin.
Coach, you know, I'm always interested in the mind of coaches when you're scheduling, you know, non-conference games. What is the mindset when you go into scheduling, let's say, a lower tier or even a Division II school to play against? Because it seems like you guys have everything to lose and nothing to really gain besides maybe some teaching moments, whether good or bad. What's your mindset in your scheduling?
Well, I think number one is try to schedule as many in-state opponents that we can, because we like those games. We like those rivalries. There's a lot of familiarity with the coaches, so that makes a lot of sense to us. But when you schedule those games, they become very difficult games. Austin Peay, for example, you're going to get their best.
Right.
And that's not something unknown, but at the same time, it heightens your level of play if you play at a good level, and that's why we play those. Now, teams like Dayton, Illinois State, we schedule these 3 and 4 years in advance, so they're very early in terms of how we schedule it. But essentially, what we're trying to do is go on the road one time prior to SEC competition, and then we're trying to stay at home for 3 weekends if we can. And it gets down to that, and then you just got to fill the weekdays with in-state opponents. So really, that's how we do it. Unless there's a school like Davidson that wants to travel, or there's another team that's coming in next year from California, Cal Poly, that's coming in midweek. So if we can grab a midweek opponent from another state, then we'll do that as well.
How was your team's morale after a loss like that? And then how do you approach I guess them afterwards in teaching lessons as well as staying positive at the same time?
Morale. Well,
yeah. I mean, you know, after you lost, you know, you're the number one team, you lost. Oh man, we lost. Oh my gosh, man, we're in trouble, man. Coach Corbin's going to get after us.
Well, yeah, they're PO'd. I mean, it's just one of those things. Immediately, you know, you see a team celebrate on your field, it grabs your attention in the game, grabs your attention after the game. Classroom session before we started yesterday, yeah, there's some emotion to it, because I think every time you get into a situation, regardless of who you're working with, whether you're working with a 50-year-old or 40-year-old, experiences are put in place so you can learn from them, and that's what we're trying to do. But, you know, I'd be upset if they just walked away from that and you know, weren't upset, and they were. They were upset in the dugout. But you know what? We created our own mess. So I say we. That's me too. You know, that's all of us together. If you're a leader, a coach, or a teacher, you don't stand alone. You're right in the middle with the troops. So it's just one of those situations where we did not play our best baseball.
J.J. Blade is one guy, Tim, you know, who's obviously probably going to be a first-round draft pick come this spring. But, you know, just about what about his ability, though, you know, to work the count, to just, you know, take a lot of, you know, ring up pitch counts and do stuff like that for you, and just, you know, has an ability to get on base often.
I think what he has, Mark, is just because he's a good hitter, he also has a very mature approach to the plate. And I think as these hitters progress, and what we're seeing more, at least with the kids at Vanderbilt, is I think there's two pitches that we need to really hone in on, and that's the borderline strike at the top of the zone and the ball at the bottom of the zone, and most importantly, the breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, and your ability to be able to check off on those pitches. And if you can check off on those pitches, then you put yourself in good counts. J.J. Blade is one of those kids that checks off on the pitches. If you know the strike zone as a hitter and you've got a good swing, you can play this game for a long period of time. When you don't know the strike zone, then you can have the greatest swing in the world. You're just not going to discover a lot of success. So I think the key for a guy like him is just understanding the strike zone as well as he possibly does. If you're going to get him out, you got to work at it. You got to execute your pitches, and you got to throw in lanes that he struggles with. But he can, you know, he can hit the ball with power to the pull side, and he can hit the power to the opposite side too. I look at this field, and this favors him well. You know, I don't know where, you know, he'll play after Vanderbilt, but you know, Fenway Park would be a good situation for a guy like him because of his swing. You know, he just has that type of swing that for a left side porch, he can do some damage because he can ricochet a lot of balls off the fence.
All right, you open a 3-game series with Dayton starting today. Good luck this weekend, Coach, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Blaine.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, Tim Corbin of the top-ranked Vanderbilt baseball team. All right, straight ahead, we got Alex Doherty from A to Z Sports talking Predators hockey, 8:30 or 8:28 on the Wake Up Zone. But first, Blaine, with a word about Eurofix.
Yes, if you've ever been frustrated with who've ever worked on your vehicle because you weren't allowed to go back to the service bay and talk to the technician to show them the problem, then you have to bring it back a second, a third time to get the same thing fixed. Yes, that's so annoying. Blaine Bishop here to tell you about Eurofix, a place you can trust. Eurofix takes the irritation out of auto repair on European makes. Eurofix is happy to take you to their service bays in the back of the shop where you can talk to the technician and get to know him personally. And while you're back there, you'll find out that there are no puddles, dirt, trash, and grime all over the floor to ruin your clothes or shoes. And if you felt lied to by other repair centers, come to Eurofix. You don't need an appointment like others insist. Just drop right on in. Eurofix provides you with a free rental car with every repair, plus a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on every repair so you drive with confidence. So for Eurofix nearest you, give them a call, 844-EUROFIX. That's 844-EUROFIX, or visit them online at myeurofix.com.